much better.
We need to do a formal introduction.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so guys, Katie's back. I'm like,
oh my god.
Oh
my god.
No, Katie's back. Everyone's been asking for her, and she was so reluctant to come back.
Thank you.
Okay, wait. Actually, I'm so excited because the story.
I'm actually so excited. Go.
What?
I don't know. Go. Go.
Okay,
go.
The story that I was gonna tell is different. Do you know what story I realized that I want to tell? Is the physical therapy story.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one. What story are you going to tell?
I was going to tell Mom on the Train.
But how is that? That's not like a story about you.
It's about our family and it's funny.
Fine, go.
All right. How about if it's not a hit, your voters can vote or your listeners can vote.
Okay, just here, go. What's the story?
I'll do it quick. All right, real quick. So okay. Here I am, underage, 16.
Okay, you don't speak like that. Don't speak like that. Okay.
All right, sorry.
Okay.
So here I am going to see my boyfriend at Villanova. And I was 16. My mom's like, okay, go. She's like, I'm gonna bring you to the train station. She drives me to the train station in Princeton, and Jeffrey and Justin were in the car, and she leaves the car running to just, you know, see me off. However, instead of seeing me off, Mom steps on the train.
Which is so ridiculous. Who steps on? Why would you step on?
And then all of a sudden, the doors close, and she was like, and they're like, next stop, Broadway. She's like, oh my god. And Mom is running up and down, and I see Mom scared. It's like I start to get scared, and she's like, my baby's in the car. My makeup. She's getting so scared, and she's freaking out. And you would think there's like some type of like button you can pull, but you cannot stop the train. Train goes. So anyways, the cops ended up, I don't know if you remember, but
no, I remember.
I contacted them.
Yeah, I was the one in the car. Justin and I were in the car, and we were like, the cops came and they're like, oh, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, my mom just went to go on the train. I was like, she'll be back soon. They're like, no, she won't.
And Giuseppe said, like, hey, and apparently someone, like a cop met her at the next stop, whoever it was. And then after that, to, you know, take care of you guys. And then I was like, well, I'm still going to see my boyfriend. And she was like, okay. So I still stayed.
Because you were with her, that you were still with her. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay.
Yeah, I was with her, but it was funny.
Wow.
I guess not that good.
I'm like, wow, that's your story?
All right. Then give me your story, bitch.
Okay, well, it is funny because, all right, so the story that I was going to tell, maybe I could tell this too, was this time that I got food poisoning and I did meth.
Oh my, all right, my story definitely cannot match.
No, I know, there's that one. But wait, I was going to say, okay, but the physical therapy story,
oh.
I don't know. All right, I don't know if people are going to find it funny because I don't know if they're going to realize this. Okay, so she was like, tablecloth.
I don't know if they find it funny. So we go to this, so Jeff's like, I have a physical therapy appointment.
This isn't like 2017. I'm like, I have a physical therapy appointment, physical therapy in quotes. I don't know,
but
what
you
this-
had just became clean, right?
Yeah. But they were still in New Jersey.
And I was like, okay, I'll go with you. And we
no, it wasn't you'll go with me. It was I didn't have a license, so you drove me.
Okay, so again, go with you is like the nice way of putting it. And we go, and first of all, she's a mess.
Like, a mess.
And she's like, sorry, I was up all night because I work
She's like, I work a nightclub too, so I've been up all night. She's like, have not slept. And I'm like, we were like, what the fuck?
And then she puts like weird cream on your arm and she's like, that'll maybe work.
Wait, no, it was in the darkest room too. There was nobody else in there. The place was a dump.
And
she's like, give me a second, I make phone call, just use the cream. And I was like,
I laughed so hard because it was obviously, you didn't get any help from that.
No. And then she was like, what did she say? She's like, hold on, I have a phone call. And she's like, she's like, the tablecloth. She's She's like, I'm getting the tablecloth delivered to my nightclub. And I'm just like, we're like in this dark room. I was like, what the fuck?
Is that all that was covered by your health insurance?
That was one of the options. That was one of the...
The only option? You must have bottom of the barrel health insurance.
Bottom of the barrel, yeah. Because it was like that. I think it was because it wasn't even that close. So it means that like it was just, yeah, it was the option. Now you got to drive like 40 minutes away.
40 minutes. This is your only option.
And she's like, go come back. And she's like, no, remember she kept pushing the tape? She's like, the tape. You need the tape. Because it was an extra $10.
I was like, Jeff, let's get the hell out of here.
I was like, okay, I'm trying to go. She's like, the tape, you need the tape. I was like, you were like, we don't have cash. You're like, do you need the tape or do you need... I was like,
where am I?
No, the darkest room. And she's just, yeah, she's like, we're like, where's your nightclub? She's like, Nork. I was like, what the fuck?
But you know what? Some of those laughs are so treasurable.
Totally. Did I get
that? Was a treasurable.
I got no healing. And then like I was, remember it was mom's, I think, 60th birthday. And then all after that, I was like wearing the tape on my arm at the party.
We're like, why are you wearing that tape? Because this holistic healer who's actually a nightclub owner told you to do it.
I was just like, fuck. Oh, and you got pulled over. You got pulled over on the way home.
Oh my gosh. So we're driving home and I'm telling you, I was doing nothing wrong. I was an angel. And then all of a sudden I get pulled over and he tried to, I don't even know what his excuse was. It was,
you were like, what did I do wrong? He was like, I'm pulling you over. You were like,
it
what?
Was nothing. And then Jeff was like, I know you. And that was your friend's brother. But still, it was, that's when you have said before, like, I've been pulled over for no reason. I was literally pulled over for nothing.
And I said it to her, I was like, no, they pull you over there for no reason.
Because I was like, what I do? He's like, I'm pulling you over. And I was like, I was actually in between two cars on a road, just a road, not like a freeway. So I was, it couldn't have been speeding. It was.
No, we were humming along.
It was insane.
Yes, we got pulled over. And yeah, I figured that was a good story to tell. I feel like hopefully they'll appreciate it.
I mean, hopefully.
She's like, the table. Well, because yours was disgusting.
My story was disgusting?
Yeah, you know what story you should have told? It's the Vegas story.
Which one?
What do you mean? The one that when we went.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been there a few times.
I'm
messy a few times.
Okay, but I've only been there with you once.
All right, well, we'll save that one for another time.
Really?
We'll keep your listeners waiting.
They've been waiting.
I don't know if I want to tell that.
Fine. About you. Okay.
I'm embarrassed.
We'll talk about Julie. I think I actually told it before with Justin because it was about him getting kicked out of the pool too.
Yeah, I think I'm embarrassed.
Okay. Well, we can just talk about it. Well, that was where we got our tattoos that trip.
Yeah.
At like 4 a.m. and they're like, you guys cannot go in the pool.
Your boob is hanging out. I was like, okay.
You're like, we want to get mom tattoos. He's like,
your nipples hanging out. I was like, okay, so we want mom tattoos.
I was like, oh my God. My God, we almost got kidnapped on the way back.
Yeah, but it's all fuzzy to me.
It was fuzzy. And then they were like, don't go in the pool. And went in the pool. And that's why my tattoos rubbed off.
Well, mine was, but I got, all mine touched up for $100.
All of them for 100?
It was a shoddy place.
Where was this? Van Nuys?
Perhaps.
where was it?
I think Van Nuys.
Okay.
And they said,
what did they say?
Said, well, my friend went to get this elephant tattoo and he was like, I was like, I need a couple touched up. He's like, hey, we'll do all three for 100. I was like, deal. Because the one on my lower back, it was obviously not a gem.
Well, that's a good story. So tell people that when you were 18, you got this tattoo you ruined it because.
No, I didn't ruin it. So I was 18 and actually, it was during my grounding. I was grounded when I got it. And
for what? They grounded you?
Obviously not, though. You know what I mean? It was for the sex and cinema.
Okay.
So,
we won't tell.
No. So, I ended up going in Bound Brook by myself to this place to get a champagne tattoo. And I had my friend draw it. And the guy was like, you sure you want this? Like, you're not old enough to drink it. I was like, I want it. And then he did it. But also, it was in 2001,
Two so is when you turned 18, yeah.
Two. So, anyways, it would have looked different if I had got it now. So,
well, no, I'm saying you got it, but then what happened after?
No, that was it. So when I went to get my touch-ups.
Remember you hurt your back, you scratched it?
Oh, that was like at a pool party.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's still scarred.
I forgot. Is it? It is, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. What happened was like, that's the point of the story. Right after you got it.
But life is so full of experiences.
Wait, you were at a pool party. Right. And you fell through a plastic chair, right?
And there were two huge lines. I totally forgot about that.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you're like, I got this new tattoo. I'm 18. And then it sliced your back.
I totally forgot. Okay, well, now above it, though, I have love because me, really? My mom, and Tiff got live, laugh, love.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. So Tiff got live, mom got laugh, and I got love. And they were like, where do you put it? And I was like, well, a lot of my body parts are taken because I have a few tattoos. So I have it right above. So it looks like love champagne.
I didn't even know you guys had that tattoo.
Really?
I don't know. I know you have the infinity one, which is disgusting.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I do.
I always tell mom too. I'm like, mom, why'd you get it there? And she's like, I don't know.
I like it.
Mom hates it.
All right, you know, I like it, and that's what matters.
Okay.
And I'm happy, and that's what matters.
That's what matters. Okay, we're gonna move on. So
yeah, let's move on.
Hold on, I was just touching on it. Okay. 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 So I was going to touch on Aubrey O'Day, but did you know that they said that those pictures were fake?
Yeah, I'm not really actually a good person to touch on that.
I'm like, then why are you? No, I sent it to you. I'm just saying, sent you these pictures.
And she looks grotesque.
Okay. Well, yeah, And then, but apparently she said they were fake.
Like her head was put on a body?
No, like it wasn't her, but it was her.
Like I said, her head was put on a body.
No. She
How
was
else
like,
is that fake?
Because she simply just said, like, that person is not me. Like, that's a different person.
Oh. Okay, we'll move on from that topic.
We'll move on because yours is useless. Okay. What you did want to discuss was Britney wanting the conservatorship battle to become public. Okay, so this is the first time I'm realizing it now because I think for a second I even said it for my listeners on a podcast with T. Kyle where I was like, you know, I don't know how much she wants to be like freed from this or whatever. Like I was like, there's definitely something going on. I always see like her vacant eyes in her videos, but like I didn't think she was necessarily being held against her will as much because like when she shows videos of her like dancing and stuff, to me that she's just having fun. Do you know what I mean? Like she's being kooky and having fun. But now that she was like, I want all of this released so that they know that I want out and I want the Britney movement to continue.
I wish she married Justin.
Me too. You can say it louder. I know you want to.
I wish she married Justin.
Okay, no, but so what do you think? Oh. This is. You're like, that's my final thoughts. I wish she married
Justin. Those are my thoughts. I was just, you know, Crimea River was on the radio today. It's funny. And I was listening, and I'm just like, fuck. The world would be a different place if they were together. And she would be different. And so many feelings. I'm mad at him for not forgiving her. She made a fucking mistake. Big deal. And no.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, and I just feel like whatever they did, whatever drugs they gave, she's not.
Well, you did have one theory once that she.
She was murdered.
She was murdered, and this is not the real Britney.
She's not the same Britney.
No, I told that to Rich, and Rich was like, only Katie would think she was murdered. Oh,
no, I like read it somewhere, but it's. In her eyes, they're vacant.
Remember, I told you, had you watch the video with the sound off?
They're vacant. Yes.
Shout out to Alexis Myers. She texted me one time and was like, watch her videos without the sound on. And it's Guys, everybody, you need to do it. It's haunting. It's so insane.
She's not. She's blank, empty.
Okay, but so again, I thought that was like just because I was like, there's something going on, medication, things like that. But now that I know that she wants out, like.
Do you think that, what was his name again? Sam Lutfi was drugging her?
Back then? Maybe. No, I think they were just doing drugs together. I think they were doing meth together.
What?
I think they were doing meth together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. We can stop whispering now.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that, but so now I don't know. I think that she,
really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you think Lynn should take over? Oh,
you know
what?
I like Lynn. Okay, I do. So many should we read the Lynn book? All right, go.
So many people said, read the Lynn book.
Through the storm.
Through the storm.
Is that it? Right?
Yeah, I weathered the storm.
All right. Well, we bought a lot of books because I also really want to read Eva Longoria's book too.
Eva Longoria.
All right. Eva Longoria.
She's a fascinating woman. I don't even know her friend's name. What's her book called?
Oh, no. I don't know. But you know who's not Eva Longoria's who I want to read? The girl she does the TV show with, she used to be on Saved by the Bell. Stacy Carosi. No.
Who's that?
Her name is Stacy Carosi.
I don't know who that is.
Freaking goodness sakes. Yes, you do.
No, Stacy Carosi?
Yeah, look her up now, please.
But she's in the main cast or no?
I mean, pretty mean.
She doesn't sound too mean to me. Wait, Saved by the Bell. No, because this is, I like.
All right, look her up.
I like when I obviously somewhat know.
Oh, Leah Remini, that's her name.
Leah Remini is who you're talking about? Kate. She's like Stacy Carosi and Leah Remini. I don't think she was in Saved by the Bell.
She was.
No.
I actually will bet my life on it. I'll bet my daughter's life on it.
Lark Voorhees was.
I'll bet my daughter's life on it.
Wait, what had happened? Oh, I just typed in Lark Voorhees. What had happened with Lark Voorhees, that weird thing? There was something weird that happened with her. Fuck.
I feel like she's just a strange person now.
She's a strange person. Okay.
Don't subtract from Leah Remini.
Okay, no, I'm actually... Okay, so first of all...
I want to read her, but did she write a book? I need to know.
Okay, I had actually suggested the book to you, first of all, and I'm looking, and she wasn't on Saved by the Bell, so that's a lie.
Yes, she was.
Oh, my God, you're right. She was... Stacy Carosi. Her character's name was Stacy Carosi, I see. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's all right.
Okay, but so I suggested to you we'll read that one. So that's one of the ones to read. Another person
coming out. All right, cool.
Okay, so what do we order?
We ordered Jenna Jameson.
Oh yeah.
And Mackenzie Phillips.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say is that Mackenzie Phillips, I know you said you don't know who she is as much, but every single person that messaged me about it was like, they're like, I'm telling you, it's dark, but it's incredible. We want dark.
I want Demi Moore was, I think it was better than Jessica Simpson.
It was better. Remember I told you, I said this to Katie, I called her, I was like, what I said was that Jessica Simpson's like the love stories kind of took front seat, whereas Demi's, she had these prominent like relationships and things like that, but even when she was talking about them, they were still backseat to just this like raw powerful story, where Jessica's was just more about like passionate love, like, and I loved it, like I was raving, I couldn't, I was like,
Jessica's is great,
amazing, but Demi's is
all right. I give Jessica now like,
okay, let's rate,
I give Jessica, I give Jessica like an 8.5, a 9. That good.
And so Demi's, and Demi, a 10.
I almost want to say a 10. And a 10 is hard, but a 10. Demi's was fantastic. That's why I even got it from mom for her birthday. Mom said she read a couple pages.
A couple?
I'm like, a couple.
A couple. She's so weird.
I know, she is so weird.
She's like, I read the first two.
Well, I bought her a book, Codependence, and she's like, I didn't write it.
Okay. What was I going to say? All right, I would rate Demi's a 10, and I would rate Jessica's...
9.5? 9.
No.
Just 9.
I think 8.5. I think the
8.7.
Same 8.7.
Okay, now what about Tori Spelling?
Annabelle,
so you didn't even finish it.
I'm so livid with it. Remember, Annabelle DeSisto, who's a frequent guest on here, was like, you must read Tori Spelling. She's like, I'm telling you, kittens, it's honestly incredible. It's one of my favorite books. There's so much juice in it. I, that was like, It was a spot on Annabelle impression.
Hopefully she's not listening.
No, she does listen. I love her. She knows I love her.
I love you, Annabelle.
I love you, Annabelle. So she said, but what she has here, and this is why, and that when people were suggesting, like my followers too, about what books to read, they think we just want juice, which of course we do, but we want like passion and heart, like Demi.
And I'm a reader, you know that.
You're a reader. Yeah.
I'm a reader.
So what would you give Tori Spelling? Because I couldn't even get through it. I read the first two chapters.
I honestly, I'd give it like a 6.5. It wasn't bad. It was just juice. But there wasn't a lot of heart behind it.
Well, no, like I don't need to hear about this just like rich girl from.
But you knew that's what you were getting into when you got it.
I did. You know what sold me is Annabelle told me the story about the dogs jumping on her boob job.
Yeah, you keep saying that, and that was like a little part of the book.
That's what she told me. This is all her. I blame Annabelle.
Okay, Annabelle. Annabelle, I think it wasn't a bad book. I enjoyed it. It will still look good in your library, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there was mm-hmm. that one. And then we want to read Leah Remini. A few people did say for sure, Jodie Sweetin is a must read.
Ooh, okay, okay. What about Demi, Drew Barrymore?
Oh yeah, we need feedback. We need to solicit feedback. I'm asking this now over the airwaves because I think that, there was one called Wildflower, which doesn't sound good. And then the other one's called Little Girl Lost, which sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
I was going to say Girl Interrupted, but not that. It's called Little Girl Lost.
I want the juice.
I want the juice. It sounds dark too. I want it dark.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but so do I. You know, I just read a Stephen King. I want it a little dark. Oh, but the book I read, we won't talk about it, but it was really good.
Would you say Demi's is darker than Jessica's?
Obviously.
Well, no, I don't know, obviously. I think there was...
I would say obviously.
Okay, so is that one. Who's other books?
I would say it was way darker because like you said, Demi's, by the way, first of all, it's so funny after you read these books. So after a Jessica Simpson, all I did was put on her tunes. She's irresistible. Like all I want to do is sing her tunes. And then after Demi Moore, all I want to do is watch her movies.
Yeah. I want to watch Now and Then.
I watched Ghosts like 3 times. Oh, G.I. Jane, I told you it's recorded.
Oh yeah, I need to watch that. I need to watch Ghosts. I need to watch what's the one that I said? The Indecent Proposal.
I've seen that years ago. It's from what I remember, very juicy.
Obviously our fave is Now and Then is a family fave. Hey Roberta.
There was something I remember though in that Demi Moore said where I think it was like striptease. Where they played her daughter and she was like, oh, your daughter saw your breasts. And she's like, my daughter's seen a lot more than that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, that's a good point.
Yeah. Cause she said, she's like, my daughter sees me naked. Like in the book, she said this. Yeah.
Yeah. Penny's one. I'll teach her how to go to the bathroom. Like,
of course,
she's more than that.
Yeah. It was interesting. And it's weird too, because like, I almost had to keep reminding myself as I was reading it, like, how famous Demi Moore is, because something about she almost downplayed her like fame in a sense.
Oh yeah,
like, she was like, I just kind of was like, I don't know, it was weird.
Oh, we need to talk about Scott Peterson.
We were getting there. We're wrapping up the book time.
Sorry.
Is that the transition?
I just like remind. I don't know.
No. I have it all written down. I have notes. But is that it for the books then?
All right, for the book, so yes, because I have both of them coming in the mail. So which one do you want to read? Which one should I read first?
I would love Mackenzie Phillips' High on Arrival.
All right, Jenna Jameson for me it is.
Somebody said they read Jenna Jameson in an afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody also did say, they said it felt a little long in the tooth, but.
I read Tori Spelling, I'll survive.
Yeah. So read those two. And then after that, I think we order Jodie Sweetin and
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini. What's it called? Oh, Troublemaker.
But she's signed in with Scientology.
No, that's the point of the book.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that wraps up the book segment. Because my correspondent doesn't know what she's talking about. Oh, Christ. Okay. So no, we did. We wanted to talk about the Scott Peterson.
Oh, sorry, you go.
Well, I want to talk that. And then, because I wanted to talk about Scott because I'd just been watching it. And then we were also, we always talk about Casey Anthony.
Always. All right. So I talked to Ma about that. First of all, do you know that in the South, you can't call your mom Ma? Like, it's not a thing.
What do you mean and you can't? Like, you get arrested?
No, you can't. Jeff, you don't get arrested.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what do you, the way you said it.
It's just not like, it's almost like disrespectful, Casey said, like, to call your mom Ma in, like, Texas.
Okay.
So I was like, we call her Ma.
Okay, so you were talking to Mom about Scott Peterson?
And I said, Ma, do you think he is guilty? And she said, totally. And I said, why? And she said, there's so much evidence against him.
No, Mom is, doesn't know. And Mom saw something on the front of a People magazine, because that's what she does. That's, and that's what the documentary was saying. It was really about, like, how the media led the case. And is that what you think, too?
Me? No, I don't know. No. All I know is Mom has a People magazine subscription.
No, she does. And that's where she gets all her juice. And she, like, stands, you know, she does. She stands in the middle of the afternoon, watches The Young and the Restless. Eating a grilled cheese while turning the pages of People magazine as if it's a novel.
She does.
And she's just like, treasure. She's a treasure. Great grilled cheese, too.
Oh, always good grilled cheese. But yeah, no. So Mom was like, there was so much evidence against him. The only thing from what I read is that here's what Mom said. She goes, the day before he went to the store and bought shovels and blah, 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 which does sound a little fishy.
But I don't even remember seeing that in the documentary. Here's what I find so fit. There was so much of it. It's weird, too, that they released this, like, calling it the murder of Lacey Peterson. And then as I kept watching, I realized it's basically, like, them kind of trying to proclaim his innocence or just saying, like, why. Here's what it is, and we've discussed this so many times, where it's like, I get it, too. If you go based off emotions, of course it kind of feels like he killed her. I totally get that. But when you go by, like, the court of law, there, like, was no evidence. There was no crime scene. They found nothing.
Nothing.
When they mapped out her whole thing, saying, like, oh yeah, like, he had driven Lacey's body there on the boat, whatever, whatever. That was a lie, because Lacey was seen alive after it and went to approach the burgers across the street
by two dozen people, including her mailman.
Including, which means that, so Scott gave away his alibi. And so that's why everyone was even saying, like, those burglars heard his alibi in the news and then probably dumped their bodies. And then, you know, too, that another woman, a pregnant woman, also 8 months pregnant, was also killed in the same way, also found in the bay. Her body was, listen to this. It was the same situation where only her pelvis was found. Her legs and her head were cut off, the same situation. And then another pregnant woman that's 8 months pregnant went on record, and they said, like, they were going to try to kill her, but she called the cops. And this was in the same area, like a Modesto gang.
Oh,
it was like some satanic thing. I know. So I think somebody satanically killed her, like those people that were robbing the burglars. And then they heard Scott's alibi over the news and thought, oh, it's perfect. We'll pin it towards him. And dumped her body. I feel so passionate about this court of law.
Clearly.
And then too, they did a test saying, like, okay, we're going to go out on this little boat that he had to see if it's even possible to dump this body with these weights without the boat capsizing. It was impossible.
Really?
And, like, all of this was dismissed. There were so many things. And then, oh my God, sorry. And then there was
I feel like there's always an and then.
No, because there's just so much.
No, it's good. Really, it's good. It's juicy.
There was a call from the county jail from, like, one of the burglars, and he called, like, his brother or something like that and started, like, talking about what had happened or something like that. And, like, that tape somehow got sent into the police, but the police destroyer, like, lost it, in quotes.
Oh my, you know, and I think why Scott was acting weird was because he was having an affair and he knew it'd be brought up and he got caught, but he didn't murder her.
I feel the same way. And that's what it is. It's like, yeah, he was acting like, it's just this, I think it's a
that's
series
weird.
Of unfortunate circumstances where he happened to have been cheating on her, which I don't condone, but yeah, he's probably like, oh fuck. And he knew what, like, when he dyed his hair, cause he's probably thinking, like, they're going to try to, I don't know. Like, a lot of it's weird.
Yeah, who knows? And again, I'm not condoning anything and I don't know, but a lot of the evidence, in my opinion, points to innocent.
No, and I go off the Kim K, you know, attorney at law injustice thing, because you know she's always advocating for injustice and getting people
I am team Kim K.
Me too. And so I want Kim K on this case because she keeps getting them reopened and getting them.
We do. Now, what about Casey Anthony?
Okay, so Casey Anthony is guilty as shit.
Okay, she walked.
The thing too. There was so much evidence. Okay, no, you say that.
But the prosecutors just said like they didn't do enough. But yeah, she's like, oh, I work here at Disney World, and they like walk through, and she's like, I don't
work here. 3 hours, and then at the end, she goes, never mind, I don't work here.
What the fuck?
And then they're like, oh yeah, like Zanny the nanny.
You know, and I feel like her sentence got read. Her face was surprised.
They were like, not guilty. She was like, what?
She's like, what? What?
She's like, you sure this shit?
She's like, are we at Disney World?
Wait, and then did you ever see, because there's a Casey Anthony doc too? Whoa.
I was just drinking red wine.
Oh, I thought it was whiskey. That's why. I was like, wow.
I mean, it should be.
Oh, no, because he looked like a child. I was like, wow. Do you remember hearing the phone calls released from her from jail with her dad?
I think I vaguely remember, but please remind me.
Great. Okay. I'm like, well, like what? What resources, knowledge, and
no, I did watch it. I did listen, but there was something where they were like, let's just say, first of all, she said her dad like molested her, and then like Casey Anthony drowned in a pool. And nobody ever explored these things.
So what do you think happened?
I think that she was,
I think the child died.
I think she died. No, and even if she drowned, I don't think that she drowned because I don't know what I think. Obviously.
I thought you were going to have this ready to go. Like I always try to come up with these.
All right, well, obviously I have nothing to say.
Like, why are you
That's
doing
why
this?
I wasn't on the jury.
My dad. Everyone's like, when do you get him on the podcast? Because, oh, I'm done.
I got 3 stolen, 2 wrecked.
Wait, I don't think we never told that story on here, actually. All right,
so real quick. Dad, apparently, when Jeffrey and Jess were younger, had 3 bikes stolen, but...
Because we would. They were like, we were driving to our friend's house, his bikes, and like they would always get stolen.
Which is strange. However, I would always, not always, twice in my life, I rode his bikes and I messed them up. And
like, you know, they know this. This is where the betcha.
Yeah, that's where the,
Betcha know who did it.
So he would say, he's like, well, no one chose my bikes. I got 3 stolen, 2 wrecked.
I'll jump in here. So, when we were home 2 months ago or 3 months or whatever, you were like, can I please take a bike? And he goes, I'm all over my bicycle. So he goes, I did that before. I got 3 stolen, 2 wrecked. 3 stolen, 2 wrecked.
He needs that t-shirt.
That and then,
bet you know who did it.
That, well, and that too. And then I'm going that route.
He had a 101 Dalmatians sleeping bag in his hand. I'm going that route.
No, what had happened was like our air conditioning had broken. It breaks once a year. And he's like, this never happens. I'm like, it literally happens every year.
And I'm going that route.
I remember it was really nice the day before that. And Austin, it got so hot and humid. And we were like, and it was the night before that big thing for me.
Oh, yep. Oh, that was so. Okay, so Jeff had a big thing going on, like, a big talk thing, and we go to him, hey, you can't go in the house during say 2 to 4 p.m. So we take Penny on a walk and it's really hot and it's like maybe 3:45 and Dad goes, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I was like, Dad, you can go out back outside. And he's like, well, I'm not gonna go shit in that. And I was like, and then after you had said okay, he's like, well, I lost my chance. I don't have shit anymore. And no. I was like, I don't want
disgusting. And I feel like he still did walk in. I was filming the thing and I saw him and I was like, what are you doing in here?
What about when Justin walked in filming my thing?
He was what?
When Justin walked in.
And he was doing what?
When I was filming my
okay, I'll tell you that I will go back to my the air conditioning story. Katie was trying to film these things for like to like a job interview, so I was filming her, and it was like a long thing. No, it was a 2-minute thing. You had to like list all your credentials and all that stuff in 2 minutes. It actually was difficult. So finally, we're like getting frustrated, and she just like nails this one take, and right at the end,
it's like 1:45. Just walks in. I was like.
No, like he walks in like from the pool with his sunglasses on being ridiculous. What did you say?
No, I don't even know.
No, you stopped. You looked in for we both paused. We both just looked and you were like, I fucking hate you.
Oh, that's
it. He just looked and he was like, what?
Yeah, you're right. I put my sunglasses down and I was like, I fucking hate you.
And he just like looked at us for a second, didn't say anything, and walked upstairs.
It was like we kept having to redo it, and it was like the best take I ever had.
Incredible. And then all of a sudden, yeah, in walks Justin from his fucking tanning session.
And you hear like the door slam, and I looked up. I fucking hate you.
That thing too. It wasn't even like a quiet entrance. He literally just like slams the door. And like, I think I still have the video on my phone too. Maybe I'll post it. Where I was filming you and you see your face for a second because your face just changed and you were like.
Oh, it was so mad. Okay. I'm actually still mad.
I'm still mad too. I was annoyed because I had to keep filming it.
Of course. I mean, even though like, that wasn't the situation with the job. I'm just like mad forever.
Me too. But no, so what happened to it the day before? The day before I had to film my thing. Lots of filming going on there. Was the day when the air conditioning broke. We didn't finish that story. Was that they're like, okay, it will be fixed tomorrow. But for the night, like we won't have air conditioning. And we were just like, fuck, it's going to be so hot. It was so humid. So then we were all like downstairs just watching TV, but like anybody knows like a basement always stays cooler. So all of a sudden he comes down like in his underwear.
Tidy whiteys.
You happen to see this too because you were walking by the basement stairs and you see him going down carrying a 101 Dalmatian sleeping bag.
Not my.
What else was he carrying?
No, I don't know.
Probably like a Coors Light or a Coors Original and like something else.
And he's like, what does he say? It's not my route.
You know, and then he goes, I'm gonna sleep in the basement. He's like, I'm going that route.
Okay. I was like, well, we're all roasting up here.
He's like, I went upstairs. I took an Ambien. He's like, oh, I'm going out here. It's cold here. I'm going that route.
I was like, okay.
Okay. We were like, wait, but it's hardwood floor.
Excuse me. And I have a toddler. Don't you think you should actually ask if she wants to sleep in the basement?
Oh my God. That's so true. Where did she sleep?
That route.
No, she didn't go that. She didn't go that route.
She didn't go that route. Thank God for the ceiling fans.
Oh yeah, we did it because I was gonna get a hotel, but we didn't. We all just.
Oh, remember I was like, I'll get you a hotel.
Oh yeah, but we just sucked it up.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going. But he didn't. I'm not going that route.
He was like, no. He was like, I'm going that route. Yeah, so he must have slept. I wish we had a picture of him sleeping on the hardwood floor in the 100 miles sleeping bed.
He is a treasure.
And then sometimes like wake up in the middle of the night. He's like, I'll talk some NyQuil.
Yeah, he's strange.
He's bizarre. What else happened on that? Yeah, that was that. That was the three stolen, two wrecked. What else happened? Oh, we visited your father. We can't talk about that. I actually don't even have words.
No.
I can't think of anything else happened. But we got sidetracked. So we're talking about Casey Anthony. What else? Okay.
Wow. Nothing much.
I'm being signaled by her publicist, meaning her, to wrap it up.
Well, we've been doing it for a while.
No, we have. I was just making sure we didn't have anything else to cover.
Actually, because, you know, may I say in a complimentary way that I'm not on here often.
No. What's the point of saying that? I'm a complimentary to who?
I said I'm not on here often, meaning
you,
like
yeah, you said treasure. May I say in a complimentary way, I'm not a here often, and I'm saying who is that complimentary to?
I'm complimentary to myself.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, well, so yeah, I feel like we both had some good stories. Mine was good, yours was okay.
Mine were great.
They're great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
I hope this audio recorded. You're like, okay. I hope it didn't.
I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Okay, I'm gonna, I don't want you pressing anything. I'm gonna press, like, I'm gonna end this, so then we're gonna say goodbye.
Oh, wait, no, I'm doing nothing.
Come on, stopping. Much better.